The cold causes two problems. One, it can hurt utilities' equipment. For instance, two large power plants in North Texas shut down yesterday when their instruments froze. Two, it causes people to use more energy, compounding the problem, Duke Energy spokeswoman Catherine Butler says.
Cranking that heat up when it's in the single digits or teens, that's a lot of electricity to produce. And so there is part of that that causes the strain on the system.
Power companies actually produce electricity as demand happens, and there's very large but limited capacity. In Texas, the spike in power use, combined with the damage to those power plants, had the state's grid manager warning of possible brownouts. In South Carolina, Duke attributes to the cold several thousand customers losing power Monday night in Greenville and Oconee counties. Duke's asking customers to unplug unused appliances, turn their thermostats down when they're not home, or postpone using the dishwasher or laundry machines. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.